National Federation of the Blind of Kentucky, 77th Annual State Convention, October 31st to November 3rd, 2024. Hilton Garden in Northeast, Louisville, Kentucky. State Convention Minutes, October 31st, 2024. Senior Summit. The 77th Annual Convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Kentucky began at 2 p.m. on Thursday, October 31st, 2024, with the first ever Senior Summit sponsored by the Technology Assistance Division, TAD. The Senior Summit offered newly blinded adults over age 55 the opportunity to learn tips and techniques for everyday activities while coping with vision loss. In addition to the presentations, participants received information packets with catalogs and other blindness-related information. The Kentucky School for the Blind Charitable Foundation, KSBCF, sponsored the lovely dinner of fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, rolls, and apple pie. The Hilton Garden and chef did a wonderful job with the meal. Participants said it was like a home-cooked Sunday dinner. Friday, November 1, 2024. Friday morning. Technology Assistance Division Symposium. The second day of the 2024 NFB of Kentucky State Convention got underway at 9 a.m. with the annual Technology Assistance Division, TAD Symposium. Although it was a shortened event this year due to other group activities planned for the afternoon and evening, the 2024 TAD Symposium was as informative as ever. Unfortunately, our representative from Envision AI Smart Glasses was unable to be a part of the 2024 TAD Symposium. So, our first presenter was Ryan Jones from Vispiro/Freedom Scientific. Ryan shared the new and exciting features of the JAWS screen reader. In addition, individuals interested in gaming were treated to the exciting new aspects of mainstream accessible gaming, led by Joe Hodge and Angela and Ben Henderson. We were joined via Zoom by Bree Fraser and Jared Mace from One Court. This is a new technology that allows individuals to experience live sports events in real time through a laptop-sized tablet with a haptic display of the sports action. Laura and Todd Stevens shared the features of the NFB Newsline service and explained how individuals could sign up if they were not already registered. Friday afternoon, Sports and Recreation Group. Following lunch, the Sports and Recreation Group introduced us to adapted rowing and dragon boat racing. Danielle Burton and Sandra Williams participate in the adapted rowing program in Louisville, and Michelle Miller is a part of the Derby City Dragons, breast cancer survivor dragon boat team. Danielle, Sandra, and Michelle shared their experiences and explained how they participate in these different boating sports. Next, Stephanie Davis led us in a lively walking workout available to stream from YouTube. Finally, Marilyn Green, our national representative, led us in a relaxing chair yoga session. Friday evening, parent group. After the children finished school, the newly formed parent group met during convention for the first time. Ashley Swafford and Angela Henderson spearhead this group. They had a brief meeting, then they had pizza and a pool party for the kids. It was a fun and successful event for the families who participated. Resolutions Committee Meeting. Next on the agenda was the Resolutions Committee Meeting. This was led by Lonnie Swafford, chairperson of the Resolutions Committee. Committee members were Kathy Jackson, Katie Atkins, and Jacob Hack. The committee reviewed and accepted the 5 resolutions that were to be brought forth to the convention floor. Monster Mash Family Social. The social committee, chaired by Sandra Williams, along with Stephanie Davis, Mary Harrod, Crystal Brock, and Amelia Lilly, planned a fun-filled evening for all. The Monster Mash party included a costume contest for kids and adults, bingo games with prizes and Halloween candy, cupcakes, and a nacho and quesadilla bar. It was a fun time to see old friends and meet new ones. Saturday, November 2, 2024. Scholarship Breakfast. Saturday morning got underway at 7 a.m. with the annual NFB of Kentucky Scholarship Finalists Breakfast. Members of the Scholarship Committee, that NFB of Kentucky State President, and the National Rep shared breakfast with our scholarship finalists, Amanda Petrieson and Alicia Pullins, to get to know them. General Session Number 1. Interim President, Angela Henderson, called the first general session to order at 9 a.m. Lonnie Swafford gave the invocation. Sandra Williams sang the national anthem. McKenna Harrod and Emma Swafford lead the Pledge of Allegiance. Karen Main read the NFB Belief Statement. Danielle Burton led the NFB Pledge. Angela pointed out that this year is the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the NFB Pledge. Our national representative, Marilyn Green, brought greetings from our national office and president, Mark Riccobono. Due to Dave Wilkinson's schedule, as he was participating in a 24-hour race at the current time, we had to rearrange our agenda to accommodate the time when his partner was racing so that he could speak to our convention. So Samantha Sinclair explained how she goes for the gold, as she writes and publishes her Christian fiction books. To this date, Samantha has published 14 titles. Samantha's books focus on stories related to emergency services and blindness. Next was the Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning Bell panel discussion. Laura Stevens moderated this panel. Panel members were McKenna Harrod, former Bell student, Ashley Swafford, Karen Main, Bell volunteers, and Mary Harrod, a Bell parent. Next, Toby Henderson, the 4-year-old son of NFB of Kentucky president, Angela Henderson, assisted by Ashley Swafford, led us in our morning fit break. Toby led us in a game of Toby Says. Finally, Dave Wilkinson was able to join us via phone from Southern California, where he was currently participating in a 24-hour cycling race. Dave explained how he attempted the Race Across America cycling race in 2024, but unfortunately was unable to complete the race. Although he was unable to finish the race, he encouraged us to continue to go for the gold by describing how his goals and dreams have changed, and he is not giving up his dream and will attempt the race again in 2026. Then, Laura and Todd Stevens explained the NFB Newsline service, urging attendees to sign up for the service if they are not already registered. Following, Sandra Williams explained the PAC plan, pre-authorized contribution plan. This is a way for individuals to contribute monthly to the National Federation of the Blind. She explained that there will be a drawing for $25 at the banquet for anyone who signs up or who increases their pledge for PAC. Next on the agenda was an update from TARC, Transit Authority of the River Cities. Katie Atkins gave an overview of the current situation with the cuts in TARC services. Following her update, she introduced Sean Riley, the marketing coordinator from TARC. Sean explained the results of the rider survey that was conducted. There is a $30 million shortfall in the budget, and changes will be made to the service to ensure that some level of service can continue. In response to the TARC situation, two resolutions were presented to the General Assembly for approval. Kathy Jackson, member of the Resolutions Committee, read Resolution 2024-02. Resolution 2024-02 deals with the need for proper training of individuals driving the TARC 3 paratransit service. The resolution calls for the proper training of drivers who serve TARC 3 riders. The resolution states that these drivers should be adequately trained regarding the needs of individuals with disabilities. The committee recommends do pass. Laura seconded the motion. The motion passed unanimously. Kathy Jackson read Resolution 2024-2005 regarding the lack of inclusion of the blind community in decision-making about the reduction of service, and the lack of accessibility to documents explaining the changes to the service areas and changes to TARC 3 as well as the fixed routes. These documents should be available in an accessible format for the blind on the same day. They are made available to the public. The motion passed unanimously. The final item on the morning agenda was a report from Jacob Hack and Amelia Lilly, who participated in the rideshare rally held at the Lyft and Uber headquarters in San Francisco, California on October 15, 2024. Saturday, November 2, 2024. General Session Number 2. Interim President Angela Henderson called the afternoon general session to order at 2 p.m. First on the agenda was an update and report from our national office presented by our national representative, Marilyn Green, who serves as the president of the NFB of Illinois and on the board of directors of the National Federation of the Blind. Following Marilyn's report, Evan Hatter, the outreach and marketing director at the Kentucky Talking Book Library, KTBL, updated us on the status of KTBL. He reported that the new and updated talking book players are scheduled to be shipping out to KTBL users sometime next year. These new players will allow connectivity to Wi-Fi and direct download to the player, as well as the ability for KTBL staff to push out titles directly from subscribers' wish list. Congressman John Morgan McGarvey arrived, and in Lancaster from the American Printing House for the Blind graciously allowed him to speak before her presentation. It appears that we have a new friend to the NFB of Kentucky in Congressman McGarvey. Following his presentation, we had an opportunity for questions that resulted in a positive discussion regarding the needs and concerns of blind citizens of Kentucky. Next, in Lancaster, the Vice President of Innovation and Strategy from the American Printing House for the Blind gave us an update on the exciting happenings at APH, including the status of the new APH Experience Museum and the Monarch full-page Braille display. Next, Sandra Williams explained the pre-authorized contribution plan, PAC plan, which gives the opportunity for NFB members to contribute to the NFB on a monthly basis. She explained that the NFB of Kentucky is having a contest during convention. For those individuals who enroll in PAC or who increase their contribution, their names will be entered into a drawing for $25, which will be awarded during the banquet Saturday evening. Following Sandra's presentation, Toby Henderson joined us to lead us in another fit break. Stephanie Jones from the Clovernook Center for the Blind in Cincinnati, Ohio gave an overview of the services available to blind individuals through Clovernook. Clovernook visited with us during our Bell Academy to do some adaptive sports with our Bell students. They will be collaborating with us to present an audible egg hunt in the spring at the Kentucky School for the Blind. Justin Jeter from the Commonwealth Council on Developmental Disabilities, CCDD, joined us once again this year. We have developed a collaboration between CCDD and the NFB of Kentucky. Justin updated us on current legislative issues in Kentucky related to disabilities. The Resolutions Committee presented Resolution 2024-01. This resolution recognized Justin Jeter for his work in collaboration with the NFB of Kentucky in providing resources and making connections with state legislators. After the resolution was read aloud and voted on, Justin was presented with a framed copy of the resolution and a Louis Braille commemorative coin. Justin was overwhelmed and speechless. Karen Main, president of the NFB of Frankfurt, talked about the importance of voting. She explained her experiences voting and how she has grown in her feeling about the necessity of voting. Karen urged everyone to vote and to utilize the accessible voting machines. The NFB fought for us to have the right to vote privately and independently. We should all take advantage of this privilege. The NFB of Kentucky Constitution Committee, chaired by Lonnie Swofford, submitted proposed changes to the state constitution. Kathy Jackson read these proposed changes to the NFB of Kentucky General Assembly. Our national representative, Marilyn Green, had some questions/concerns regarding the proposed changes. Due to these concerns, the board decided to table the proposed changes for the committee to review the concerns. The committee will resubmit proposed changes to the General Assembly next year. The Saturday afternoon general session adjourned. Saturday evening, November 2, 2024. Annual Banquet of the NFB of Kentucky. The annual banquet began at 7 p.m. Sandra Williams served as the mistress of ceremonies for the evening's festivities. Ashley Swofford gave the invocation. National Representative Marilyn Green gave the banquet keynote address. Academic Scholarship Awards. Laura Stevens, chair of the NFB of Kentucky Scholarship Committee, presented two NFB of Kentucky scholarships. Scholarship committee members included Mary Harrod and Amelia Lilly. Amanda Petrieson and Alicia Pullins were each awarded a 2024 NFB of Kentucky scholarship in the amount of $1,000. Next, Lonnie Swofford presented the NFB of Greater Louisville Mitty Lake scholarships for 2024. Kathy Jackson, Stephanie Davis, and Kenny Jones served on the Greater Louisville Scholarship Committee. Amanda Petrieson and Alicia Pullins were also awarded the Mitty Lake scholarships in the amount of $500 each. NFB of Kentucky Awards. Kathy Jackson served as the chair of the 2024 Awards Committee. Committee members were Phil Seif and Crystal Brock. Kathy was pleased to present two awards this year. Angela Henderson was awarded the Harold L. Reagan Award. The NFB of Greater Louisville received the Robert Whitehead Chapter Award. Drawings and raffles. The NFB Newsline promotional contest winners were announced. Tony Agaton won $250 for bringing the most new subscribers to NFB Newsline this year. Derek Cox won the drawing for $150. Other raffles and drawings were awarded. Sunday, November 3, 2024. General Session Number 3. General Business Meeting. Interim President Angela Henderson called the business meeting to order at 9 a.m. Presidential Report. Interim President Angela Henderson presented her presidential report. She explained all the activities of the NFB of Kentucky since our last state convention. Six Kentuckians attended Washington Seminar in 2024. 32 individuals from Kentucky attended the 2024 National Convention in Orlando, Florida. Five children attended our 2024 NFB Bell Academy. This year we held our first TAD Senior Summit. Angela told us about the success of the popcorn fundraiser held by the board of directors and asked members to consider participating in a second popcorn fundraiser that will take place in December. Angela also announced the Spring Fling Audible Egg Hunt that we are partnering with the Clovernook Center for the Blind to hold in March 2025. Todd made the motion to approve the presidential report. Kathy seconded the motion. The motion passed unanimously. Treasurer's Report. Ben Henderson read the Treasurer's Report prepared by Treasurer Todd Stevens. See Treasurer's Report for specific details. All PNC accounts and Morgan Stanley investment accounts were reviewed. Todd explained that in 2025, all accounts for NFB of Kentucky chapters and divisions will be moved to PNC Bank and will be under the NFB of Kentucky umbrella. This will protect chapters and divisions, as the state affiliate is the only entity that holds 501c3 status. Todd will work with the presidents and treasurers of the chapters and divisions to facilitate this change. Kathy Jackson made the motion to approve the treasurer's report. Karen Main seconded the motion. The motion passed unanimously. Secretary Report. Secretary Laura Stevens presented the minutes from the 2023 NFB of Kentucky State Convention. There was one correction to the minutes as presented. The 2023 Resolutions Committee consisted of Lonnie Swofford, Scott Spaulding, and Karen Main. The motion was made and seconded to approve the corrected minutes from the 2023 NFB of Kentucky State Convention. The motion passed unanimously. Resolution Committee Report and Presentation of Remaining 2024 Resolutions. The 2024 Resolution Committee members were Lonnie Swofford, Kathy Jackson, and Katie Atkins. Katie Atkins read the proposed resolutions to the Assembly. Resolution 2024-01. This resolution deals with the inaccessibility of the mobile app used by the Jefferson County Public Schools Transportation Department that allows parents to track their child's school bus to know where their child is. The app does not work with Apple VoiceOver, so a blind parent is unable to know where their child is. Katie moved to accept the resolution. Todd seconded the motion. The motion passed unanimously, and the resolution was adopted. Resolution 2024-04. This resolution deals with some state jobs that require applicants to possess a driver's license, even though driving is not an essential aspect of the job. This makes blind and low vision individuals ineligible to apply for these jobs. Blind individuals should have an equal opportunity to apply for these state-funded positions if driving is not an essential job responsibility. Katie recommended do pass. Laura seconded the motion. The motion passed unanimously. NFB of Kentucky Constitution Committee. Members of the NFB of Kentucky Constitution Committee were Lonnie Swafford, Kathy Jackson, and Todd Stevens. Lonnie explained that the Constitution Committee met yesterday following the close of the banquet with NFB of Kentucky President Angela Henderson and National Representative Marilyn Green. After discussion of the need for clarification of the proposed changes to the NFB of Kentucky Constitution, the committee voted to table the recommended changes to the NFB of Kentucky Constitution. Therefore, Lonnie made the motion that the proposed changes to the NFB of Kentucky Constitution be tabled in order that the committee further review and amend the proposed changes. Then, the updated changes will be considered at the 2025 NFB of Kentucky State Convention. Todd seconded the motion. The motion passed unanimously. Nominating Committee Report. Karen Main served as chairperson of the nominating committee. Scott Spaulding and Mary Jo Hackworth served on the committee. Karen presented the nominating committee report. Karen explained that during even-numbered years, the NFB of Kentucky holds elections for executive officers, and during odd-numbered years, elections are held for the board of directors. The following slate of officers was presented. President: Angela Henderson. First Vice President: Ashley Swafford. Second Vice President: Sandra Williams. Secretary: Lonnie Swafford. Treasurer: Todd Stevens. Due to the nominations of new members of the executive board, two board positions will be vacant. The nominating committee recommends Laura Stevens and Karen Main to fill the vacant board positions. Secretary: Laura Stevens asked to address the assembly. After serving as Secretary of the National Federation of the Blind of Kentucky for 24 years, Laura decided to step down from this position. Election of officers. Election of officers was held with the following results. Angela Henderson was elected president by acclamation. Ashley Swafford was elected first vice president by acclamation. Sandra Williams was elected second vice president by acclamation. Lonnie Swafford was elected secretary by acclamation. Todd Stevens was elected treasurer by acclamation. Election of board members. Election for these positions was held with the following results. Laura Stevens was elected as a board member by acclamation. Karen Main was elected as a board member by acclamation. Following the election, National Representative Marilyn Green requested to make some final remarks. Marilyn stated that she believes that the NFB of Kentucky is in good hands. She thanked our members for making her feel welcome throughout the weekend. The 2024 State Convention adjourned at 10:30 a.m. Respectfully submitted, Laura Stevens, Secretary, National Federation of the Blind of Kentucky.